Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. Hi, this is Dove Knight. How are you doing? I'm just in the realms of just wanting to talk about, you know, I always talk about music, so talk about myself, about life. You know, life is an evolving change. And, you know, for me, the philosophy of life is to keep up with the changes and to adapt to the changes for me, because that's the way for me in particular to grasp knowledge and to discover thyself and to become more aware and wiser. I honestly believe that's for everybody. Music is something that I enjoyed for many, many years. As you heard my songs on Twitter, if you haven't heard it, please check it out. But I've done so much in music, and recording studio before me. As I get older, I try to expand my horizons and knowledge in music, but also in life. So I know you've heard, or if you haven't heard, my music. It's there with the legacy songs. It's available for you to enjoy. You know, I do love you. You know, I was told by that song that it wasn't remastered enough for, and you know, I did not do it. I did not go to a recording studio to do it. I just sat in my home and play my keyboard, and I made up a song, and I love to sing. You know, singing was part of who I am. But the songwriting of making music is so important, because I have to know what I'm singing, and to actually write the lyrics and the music or be a part of the process is such a exhilarating exhilarating experience, because to be able to have that chance to do it is truly, I feel truly to be lucky, you know, to be able to create, you know, with the goals and drivens and aspirations, which are hard to go for and to live up to in this world. And I just want to say it's been very hard for me in general to be who I need to be, but music helps me understand life and myself. And here is I Do Love You. Now, I wrote the lyrics and song. It just came to me naturally as singing and songwriting, you know, playing it on the keyboard. So I hope you like it. If you haven't heard it, if you already heard it, well, it's here again, something for me to play, because understanding art for me, in particular in mine, is to expose it as much as possible. So here's I Do Love You.
I really wanna be with you, you make my dreams come true. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do? why would I marry you? You are the one for me.
The whole song for you on so that's a gift to you. I played the whole song for you on this podcast, so I hope you like it. You know, it's on Legacy Songs. You know, Legacy Songs, I honestly will say there was a song missing. So, but you can check out the album Dove Night Matter Part 2, PT2. That was released early this year with That Is Why I Fell in Love with You. But it don't have that. It has 9 songs, and it's kind of a little different, you know. I Do Love You, which is such a great song I did. It has Love Is Spiritual. Those are 2 songs I've written on the keyboard. So I hope you like them. I Really Want to Be with You. I Really Want to Get to Know You. I Want You, I Want Over You. Those are pop songs. So I would say about 5, a lot of the songs are about love. And then there's about 3 songs that maybe you can say rock. So I was actually, as you know, a rock and roller. But I find myself to be a pop singer. So I'm a pop singer too. 2 of the songs on Legacy Songs, if you can hear me, you know, when I'm, you know, the rock stuff, which was, I got into rock music because I had to vent. It was all about venting out what I was feeling and so on. But Forever is a song that has been released. You know, Forever at the time was, I did that song. It was so enjoyable to do, working in a recording studio and to sing it in public. It's been out. A lot of people like Forever Through Time. It's a love song, you know. Because most of the songs on Legacy Songs are about love. And I say most of them are pop. I consider I Do Love You, the one I just played, is a pop song. You can call it a pop song or you know. The Rock is about 3. Forever is a love song, you know, wanting to find the right person. And Unique and Outcast is about rejection. I write it in, you know, so many ways. You know, it's about my experiences. Unique is about my experiences in the industry. You know, I was judged by the way I look. So, you know, and the goal was about the song Unique is I am great who I am. And, you know, despite having a hard life, I am not destined to have my heart broken. So that's what it's about, you know, feeling defiant and feeling positive despite being rejected. Outcast is just, you know, some people would consider that to be melancholy or too sad or depressing. Well, I consider it as an autobiographical situation where I experienced when I was very young, where I was treated an odd one out, you know, and I just had to write about it. But I'm past those feelings, you know. Outcast is something that I felt. I'm sure a lot of people feel that way, but I ain't transcend, you know. I consider my songwriting like I write about deep stuff, then I write about love. So it's kind of like a tug of war between love and writing about really deep stuff. You know, something I had to deal with, and it was a joy to do. I say a joy to do because creating music is, or and performing it is such a joy. I consider performing music as like a job. You know, it's my job to do. Some people have asked me whether I was going to perform. Well, due to COVID restrictions and due to band situation, I don't have a band. You know, I'm not doing it, but I'm trying to go out to open mics to sing. So that's what I'm trying to do. If people want to know who I am and what my music is about, contact me at DuffNeesLove22 on Twitter. You'll see the real Duff Knight. You see the blue picture, which is the album cover. I released 7 albums, and that was a triumph. I say a triumph because, again, I feel, you know, lucky to even release a song, especially after all the struggling I went through and how hard it is to aspire to be in the industry. And realistically, it's very difficult, and to get the chance to release it to the public is truly, I feel grateful in that regard. While I feel that I got other ambitions related to music, and I still feel I want to get to the next level or to expand to from where I come from to see that my dreams are fully realized, I also feel that I am grateful no matter what happens that I at least got my songs out for people to buy. And no matter what happens, truly I feel lucky to be able to do that. And I'm down to earth. Yes, I am. Even though I haven't, seen, you know, or whatever is going on, it's still, I'm grateful to have it released. Well, anyway, one day at a time. Duff Knight, the singer, is just need to expand. That's me. I need to sing about love, but I need to vent it out, whatever is feeling, whatever I'm going through. I love to write, sing. Or songwriting is just another aspect, you know, just writing those lyrics, being grateful to be lucky enough to write lyrics. So, I say this to you while I end it here. Thank you for listening, whoever is listening to this podcast. And I want to say, as I always say, one day at a time, we are all God's children. And may all what you wish for come true, because I hope to come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, no matter where you come and go, we are all equal. I truly believe that. Politically, I believe that. And spiritually, philosophically, we are all truly equal on this planet. Human beings, no matter where we are and where we come from. And I truly believe that's always going to be the case. And it's going to be shown more and more over time that everybody's seen as equal. Good day. Good night from Dove Night.